A new opera debuted last night that might have special resonance following the shootings in Orlando. It tells the story of the Lavender Scare. In the 1950s, as members of the U.S. Congress hunted for suspected communists in government and Hollywood, they broadened their search to include homosexuals and lesbians. The thinking was that closeted gays could be blackmailed into revealing government secrets. That crusade is at the center of Fellow Travelers, which premieres at Cincinnati Opera. Naomi Lewin reports that it's based on Thomas Mallon's historical novel of the same name.
Thomas Mallon defies stereotyping. He's devoutly Catholic, fiercely conservative, and gay. So is Timothy Laughlin, one of the two main characters in his novel.
The anti-communism that he has, which is fervent and real, and the Catholicism that he has, which is fervent and real, I never saw as being hopelessly incompatible with his sexual desires and orientation.
Mallon, who lives in Washington, D.C., draws on the city's history for his books, from Lincoln's assassination to the Watergate scandal. During the McCarthy era, anything connected with homosexuality could lead to scandal. Mallon points to the example of real-life Senator Lester Hunt.
A senator from Wyoming who committed suicide in his Senate office. And it may have had something to do with the arrest of his son for apparently some kind of homosexual solicitation in Lafayette Square. Alan Drury took bits and pieces of the Lester Hunt story and put them into his famous novel, Advise and Consent.
The main characters in Fellow Travelers, the novel and the opera, work for the government at a time when even the suspicion that they might be gay called for a lie detector test.
I'm going to have to ask you to take a lie detector test. I must warn you, if you refuse.
I'll take it.
Have you ever given or received presents of a romantic nature to or from another man?
Fellow Travelers, the opera, was developed as part of a new works program at Cincinnati Opera. The creative team includes three gay men in their 30s, director Kevin Newberry, librettist Greg Pierce, and composer Gregory Spears, who says they were drawn to the characters in Mallon's novel.
It was hard for me to understand what it would have been like to be fighting communism and to be Catholic and to also be gay in 1950s D.C. And so I think that I was intrigued by the characters.
The two main characters are gay men who have to hide their love. One of them winds up marrying a woman to advance his career. To convey the emotions of a time when gay love was forbidden love, Spears went back even further for inspiration to troubadour music from the Middle Ages.
Which is music that really is about unrequited love, courtly love, impossible love.
The consequences of being found out were real. Thousands of people lost their jobs, and restrictions on hiring gays in government remained in place into the 1990s. Jamie Shoemaker was a linguist with the National Security Administration. He says his record was spotless when, one day, he was called into a meeting.
And the first thing they said is, "We understand you're leading a gay lifestyle." And I said, well, I didn't think I was leading it, but I did admit that I was gay.
Shoemaker's security badge was taken away, and he was assigned make work. But he fought back.
I talked to them a lot about how dangerous it is to have this secret community among them, probably 10% of the workforce hiding. And I heard from them that about 50% of the hierarchy agreed with me, that this was a big battle behind the scenes.
After enlisting the help of Frank Kameny, the astronomer who turned activist after being fired from his government job for being gay, Shoemaker was reinstated. His story made the front page of the Washington Post in 1980. Others weren't as fortunate, and composer Gregory Spears says Fellow Travelers serves to remind the world of their stories.
So much of gay history, it's not even that it's forgotten, it's that it was never recorded in a certain way. and it was forgotten before it was remembered. And I think that it's really everyone's responsibility, but particularly my generation's responsibility, to make sure that we make art and that we make books that continue to bring that history to the surface.
A bit of that history was in the audience for Fellow Travelers last night. Cincinnati resident James Obergefell of Obergefell versus Hodges, the Supreme Court case that led to the legalization of gay marriage. For NPR News, I'm Naomi Lewin.